Track 6. Hello again from the sports desk. Brian Gall is unable to take his place in the hot seat today, and I have been volunteered to read his script. My name is Beth, and here goes. Starting as usual with the local soccer news, Stourbridge FC duly travelled up to Barnsley to meet Shaw Lane in the Northern Premier League on Saturday. But their quest for at least a point against these tough opponents ended in failure with a 3-1 defeat. By all accounts, this was a tough encounter, and the result may have been different if the referee had issued a red card to the home side skipper early in the match. Everyone, except the referee apparently, saw him strike a Stourbridge defender in the face, an unprovoked blow by all accounts, but not even a free kick to Stourbridge resulted. A few minutes later, Shaw Lane scored their first goal, shortly followed by a second, and Stourbridge never recovered. A second half goal from Luke Benbow did give the visitors some hope, but that was extinguished when the home team netted for a third time. After the match, Gary Hackett, the Stourbridge manager, said he had no complaints. The better team on the day had won the match fair and square, and he was not sure sending off the home team's captain, if it had occurred, would have made a significant difference. That's only one win and one drawn match in their last five appearances, and the team have dropped down the league table, now a full 10 points behind the leaders, although they do have a couple of matches in hand. They will fall even further behind this coming weekend because they will be engaged in the third round of the FA Trophy competition away from home against Bradford Park Avenue. The Bradford side play their league fixtures in a League One level above Stourbridge, so to get a result will be a tough task for our lads. Last weekend's soccer amongst the big boys included a rare win for Birmingham City in the Championship, 1-0 against Nottingham Forest. The Blues, as they are known, have suffered a real goal drought this season. So far, even scoring one for a victory has not happened that often. However, Albion grabbed the weekend soccer headlines after sacking manager Tony Pulis in the aftermath of a home defeat, 4-0, against Chelsea. Albion have sunk right down the Premier League table and now hang perilously close to the drop zone. Saturday's was a poor effort by them, and unfortunately for ex-manager Pulis, the club's Chinese owner was in town and watched the match. They need to find a replacement manager as soon as possible. However, the Premier League this season already looks like a one-horse race. With fewer than a third of the season's league matches already played, Manchester City are already 8 points clear at the top of the table. In the Championship, apart from the Blues' struggles near the foot, the local news is good. Wolves can't help winning. They did so again on Saturday by 2-0 at Reading, whilst Villa are currently among the promotion playoff contenders, thanks to a 2-1 away win at Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday. No local rugby report from Stourbridge this week. They had the day off on Saturday, as did all the other clubs in their league. At least it provides another week for their walking wounded to recover prior to this Saturday's tricky visit to play South Leicester. They will certainly require a bit more nous and determination after their sizeable home defeat against Sale 10 days ago. It was blank day all round for local rugby last weekend, but DK played a rare midweek match in the North Midlands Cup against Old Halesonians last Thursday and lost a close-fought match by 24-31. Absence of local reports gives me a chance to mention the second round of international matches between British Isles national teams and the Southern Hemisphere. England followed up their stuttering win against Argentina the week before with a more comprehensive victory by 30-6 against Australia at Twickenham. Although it was the home side's probably greater fitness that saw them running away with this, thanks to three tries in the final quarter. I should say that not all the opposition came from south of the equator. Wales met Georgia in Cardiff and just about won by 13-6, hanging on for the final whistle within inches of their own line. I may also say Scotland just about lost, in their case via New Zealand at Murrayfield. I know I'm biased, but this was a stirring match in which my compatriots, a fair few of whom were totally unfamiliar to me, injuries having devastated the squad, almost equaled the world champions, and the final score, 22-17 to the Blacks, may even have flattered the visitors. I said last week I might have to hide behind the sofa during this match, but I was far too busy jumping up and down with excitement in the dying moments to worry about that. The 2017 tennis season effectively ended with Sunday's final in the ATP Championship Series at London's O2 Arena, and surprisingly the title did not go to Roger Federer, who had been the pre-event favourite. Roger departed thanks to a semi-final defeat at the hands of the Belgian David Goffin, who faced the Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov in Sunday's championship final. Dimitrov took the title thanks to a three-set win, 7-5, 4-6, 6-3, by far his biggest success on the tennis tour up to now. He was doubly successful because he came through the tournament without losing a single match. He defeated the three other competitors in the round-robin group, the American Jack Sock in the semi-final, and then Goffin. It's been about 20 years since a player qualifying for this year-end climax to the season for the first time achieved the ultimate prize. 2017 has certainly taken its toll among the leading players. Nadal entered this tournament as world number one but retired injured after his opening match at the O2. Djokovic, Murray, Nishikori of Japan, the Canadian Raonic and Sam Wawrinka are all out injured and have slipped down the rankings. Most of them seem to aim to be back in action when the Australian season gets going in January. Andy Murray may have another problem by that stage. He has again parted from his coach, Ivan Lendl. There was also a sad note from tennis on Monday. Yana Novotna, Wimbledon Women's Championship in 1998 and beaten in the final 5 years before that, has died of cancer at the tragically early age of 49. Waking up tomorrow morning, Thursday, will mean tuning in to the latest news from Australia, where England will have opened their first test in the Ashes series against Australia. They drew their final warm-up match, batting through their first innings to a total of 515, with centuries from Stoneman and Mallon and 80-odd from skipper Joe Root. That was their sole innings in the match, having earlier dismissed their opponents, a Cricket Australia 11, for 250. The hosts batted much more strongly in their second innings and the match closed as a draw, with the home side putting on a stand of well over 250 runs for their fourth wicket. As I write this on Tuesday, this week England have yet to announce their 11 for the match. Well, Brian expects to be back next week, but that is all the sports news this time. So it's goodbye from Beth.